Gorbachev, last Soviet leader, will not get state funeral, Putin skipping ceremony. By Breitbart London on September 3, 2022. Moscow, AP, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who launched drastic reforms that helped end the Cold War and precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, is set to be buried Saturday in a relatively low-key ceremony snubbed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin's refusal to declare a state funeral reflects its uneasiness about the legacy of Gorbachev, who has been venerated worldwide for bringing down the Iron Curtain but reviled by many at home for the Soviet collapse and the ensuing economic meltdown that plunged millions into poverty. On Thursday, Putin privately laid flowers at Gorbachev's coffin at a Moscow hospital where he died. The Kremlin said the president's busy schedule would prevent him from attending the funeral. Asked what specific business will keep Putin busy on Saturday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the president will have a series of working meetings, an international phone call, and needs to prepare for a business forum in Russia's Far East he's scheduled to attend next week. Gorbachev, who died Tuesday at the age of 91, will be buried at Moscow's Novodevichy Cemetery next to his wife, Raisa, following a farewell ceremony at the Pillar Hall of the House of the Unions, an iconic mansion near the Kremlin that has served as the venue for state funerals since Soviet times. At the ceremony Saturday, hundreds of mourners passed by Gorbachev's open casket flanked by honorary guards, laying flowers as solemn music played. Gorbachev's daughter, Arina, and his two granddaughters sat beside the coffin. Despite the choice of the prestigious venue, the Kremlin stopped short of calling it a state funeral, with Peskov saying the ceremony will have elements of one, such as honorary guards, and the government's assistance in organizing it. He wouldn't describe how it will differ from a full-fledged state funeral. Declaring a state funeral for Gorbachev would have obliged Putin to attend it and would have required Moscow to invite foreign leaders, something that it was apparently reluctant to do amid soaring tensions with the West after sending troops to Ukraine. Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy head of Russia's Security Council chaired by Putin, who served as Russia's president in 2008 to 2012, showed up at the farewell ceremony. Some foreign leaders were still expected to attend the ceremony, including Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who often has been critical of the Western sanctions against Russia. The modest ceremony contrasted with a lavish 2007 state funeral given to Boris Yeltsin, Russia's first post-Soviet leader who anointed Putin as his preferred successor and set the stage for him to win the presidency by stepping down. Putin, who once lamented the collapse of the Soviet Union as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century, has avoided explicit personal criticism of Gorbachev but has repeatedly blamed him for failing to secure written commitments from the West that would rule out NATO's expansion eastward. The issue has marred Russia-West relations for decades and fomented tensions that exploded when the Russian leader sent troops into Ukraine on February 24. In a carefully phrased letter of condolence released Wednesday, avoiding explicit praise or criticism, Putin described Gorbachev as a man who left an enormous impact on the course of world history. He led the country during difficult and dramatic changes, amid large-scale foreign policy, economic, and society challenges, Putin said. He deeply realized that reforms were necessary and tried to offer his solutions for the acute problems. The Kremlin's ambivalence about Gorbachev was reflected in state television broadcasts, which described his worldwide acclaim and grand expectations generated by his reforms, but held him responsible for plunging the country into political turmoil and economic woes and failing to properly defend the country's interests in talks with the West. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.